Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Renee's Heart to Heart. I'm glad you joined us today. Well, you know, the news is something that I watch all the time, and it's where a lot of my conversations come from. A lot of the stuff that we talk about on Heart to Heart is because it's what it is in the news. And of course, a good part of the time, it's not good news. It's often tragic, often, I don't know, debatable, I guess, is the first word that comes to my mind, because I never know whether we are hearing a valuable, true accounting of something that's going on. It all depends on who's telling the story. Just like us. Remember the old game? Everybody calls it something different, where you whisper something in somebody's ear in a circle, and by the time by the time it gets the full circle, the story has totally changed. And if the circle is big enough, sometimes it gets back to the way it started. It's kind of funny. So the media today is much like that, because an assessment of the news is done by the speaker. If I tell you something about something that I witnessed firsthand, I tell you my feelings about it. Shelley watches the same thing, and when she recounts it to you, I mean, the facts will probably be the same, but the interpretation, is different. The interpretation is her interpretation. So that's how you have to watch the news. That's how you have to look at it. So right now, everywhere in the news is sex trafficking. From good stuff, which is the smaller side of the division, to bad stuff, which is the larger side. So let's bring in Shelley. I really want to talk about the differences, because remember, I'm old. I grew up during the era of Hugh Hefner and the Playboy bunnies. I can remember girls I knew in middle school who their life dream was to be a Playboy bunny. So let's talk about that. Good morning, Shel.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Renee.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing? You have a good weekend?
I'm good. Yeah, we had some of the family has been really busy and hadn't even been up to see the baby yet. So Danny and his family came up yesterday, and we had a nice meal together. And there were no little people except, well, Danny's daughter's 18 now and her boyfriend, so they're not little people. And, of course, the baby, but the baby's not in the pool yet. There was no other little kids, you know. And so I looked around the pool at one point in time, and it was all of us old farts in the pool, my brother and my eldest son and Danny's wife and the two adult children. So it was kind of a nice, relaxing day. Usually we have screeching children running up and down the pool, which is fun, but yesterday was nice for a change. So all weekend, aside from the blackout in New York and the hurricane that went in into Louisiana, the news has been about Jeffrey Epstein, and and of course his face has flashed across the screen without any exaggeration 30 times a day. So we're sitting here last night, all of us are talking about that because it came on the news, and I said, I remember when girls, young girls, aspired to be a Playboy bunny. Now, and nobody poo-pooed it, Shell. I mean, you know, there wasn't the same, I don't know, kind of like black cloud. I will say this, most of the time, things were done tastefully, and it was business. And I mean, you know, we talk about the fact that prostitution is the oldest profession in the world, and certainly strippers have been around forever. So in some ways, it was acceptable. And then when it became like presidents would go to the Playboy Bunny Ranch while they were in office, and nobody said anything. Their pictures weren't plastered across the front page. So and I understand that one is one thing and one is the other. But if you look at the big picture, they're the same thing, aren't they?
No, I think they're a world of difference. When you're talking about people that participate in pornography, you know, like people that make pornographic films, or you're talking, and that's not even true completely, but there are people, men and women, that participate in making pornographic films. There are people that, you know, like Playboy magazine, Hustler, plays like that. And some of the pictures, like in Hustler, were really raunchy. But people that participated in these did it willingly because they had no inhibitions. They were proud of their bodies, whatever. They were looking to make a quick buck or whatever. But they got into these, the strip clubs. Women work, some women that work at strip clubs do it just because the money is amazing. And a lot of them are actually going to college, trying to get a degree in this thing or that thing, and this is the easiest way to pay for their education. Some of them have drug issues, and they're doing it because it's a quick way to make money for drugs. But the bottom line is, you know, you get both cultures working in strip clubs. Sex trafficking is a completely different world. Sex trafficking is abducting innocent people that don't want any part of that world and forcing them into sex acts against their will. Many of the sex acts include brutality. Sometimes the sex acts include murder. And a lot of these murder snuff films come out of that industry, which is nauseating to me, because in order for somebody to spend the money making a snuff film, which means they actually have to kill people, all right, there has to be enough of an audience to pay for that to make it worth their while to do the whole production. So that means that there's actually an audience for that kind of stuff. And the biggest travesty, tragedy, abhorrent evil in the world is the sex trafficking of children. All right, so obviously children aren't willing participants. Children are horrified being touched in these ways. And again, when you read some of the exposés of children that have escaped, and they're few and far between, but there have been some, their stories are horrific. The way they were brutalized, it's not just, you know, the quick sex act. These poor kids are tortured because the more heightened their fear is, the more energy the perpetrator takes from it. So when you see these sex trafficking rings in these wealthy circles, wealth and power, they're all connected. So Epstein is probably the tip of an iceberg of a much larger operation. I do not think he was doing this alone. In fact, I think that there have been some intimations about that already. He's part of a much bigger picture. But these rings work in very wealthy and powerful circles, and whether you believe it or not, they believe that they get power from the suffering of others. They believe, and especially children, because children are so innocent, and for them to make such an innocent life feel horror, pain, fear, or whatever, they feel that they're getting this energetic boost, which makes them over almost superhuman. And it's called Loosh, L-O-O-S-H. Loosh is the the fear energy that we exude that is palpable to others when we are in a when we are in the fight of our life, when we are fearful, when we are being made to feel pain, such as in torture. And people like Epstein and people that get into these sex trafficking rings, they actually feed off that energy. It's almost like a drug to them. And there have been some books and exposés written about that lately, but a lot of the people that I've been following say that literally Epstein is the tip of the iceberg, and that this whole thing is coming more and more to the forefront. I mean, we had the, what was it called? It was a bunch of letters, Exum or whatever, that cult from last year. The head guy on that cult was one of Clinton's friends, and he got taken down. There was also the blonde actress, and I'm not recalling their names. This was like a year ago that I had seen this expose. But I think it was last March. He was arrested. Some of his higher members were arrested for sex trafficking as well. So that was like the first prominent name, because they were like a cult to the stars. There were a lot of stars that had gotten in that one. And one of the actresses, and I've seen her in some movies. She's a blonde, fairly pretty. But she had, she was basically recruiting women to come into this knowing what they were going to face when they got in. And it's, power and sex. It's just like being raped, because they use the sex act not as sex. They use it as power over another individual, and sometimes power over their life itself.
Well, I don't disagree with any of that, and I know all of that is to be true. But the point I'm making is the fact that it depends on how it is being managed. Managed, yes, kidnapping people, taking young girls that are in the street, and like I said on my heart-to-heart site, we're talking about a high roller with money and class and clean facilities versus a low-life pimp in the streets. But the end result, very sadly, is often the same. So, but the Playboy, Hugh Hefner was renowned. Nobody talked bad about some dirty old man who kept all these beautiful girls in this hotel. It was considered a big deal if you got invited to the Playboy Ranch.
But Hugh Hefner wasn't a sex trafficker, really. He wasn't a sex trafficker.
But it's still, I didn't say he was. I'm talking about the difference between the two things. Trafficking and stealing people off the streets is one thing, but sex has always been a big part of our world, and everybody does it. Everybody does it. Some people have class and some people don't, but it's there for everybody to examine, everybody to see. But what happens is somebody goes too far, which is obviously too far. Rape. Rape is, according to Roberta, act of sex. It's an act of anger and domination and all these different things. The point I'm trying to make, though, is depending on how these things are presented, I don't believe that if a young girl aspires to be a Playboy bunny and gets there and is summoned to Hugh Hefner's room I wasn't there. And I don't know if you can believe everything everybody tells us either. But in my imagination, if I think to myself, you know, I didn't find him attractive at all. I wouldn't want to have a sexual relationship with him. But what if they were summoned to his room and they were living there in his home and he was paying the rent and feeding them and giving them their fancy duds and their cute little costumes and all this kind of stuff? Are you going to tell me that they weren't expected to deliver to you, Hefner? I doubt that. I doubt that. And yes, he didn't take them anywhere. He didn't send them to, you know, to other countries to prostitute for him. I get that. The point I'm trying to make is the connection sex has always been a part of everything. Just like when we talk about, in the very beginning of the show, we talked a lot about AIDS, and we talked a lot about HIV, and we talked a lot about, I looked up several stories about the bathhouses way back when I had no, bathhouse to me meant someplace at a park where you could go take a shower. I didn't know what a bathhouse was when I was young. I had no idea what they were talking about. I figured it was a common area where people could go take showers, you know, like the YMCA or something. But that has existed also for a very, very long time. And now everybody's acting shocked, like, oh my God. And yet people with money and beautiful homes and all this kind of, they've been doing all this kind of stuff for a long time. It gets more perverted and more angry, and kids get younger. Yeah. I see the trail of it. I'm just saying that forever it has existed in some way, shape, or form. Forever.
Well, and see, and to me, I don't agree at all, because sex, pornography, yeah, that's existed forever. There are people that have very healthy sexual inclinations, and there are people that have very perverted, destructive. Now, just because you have, I want to make this clear, I'm not talking about fetishes. I'm not talking about people that get turned on by this or by that, and they're with a consenting partner and stuff like that. But there are some sexual perversions that are damaging to both partners, even if they're both willing. It's almost like a codependent type of relationship, but it's not healthy because of the nature of it. So there are some of these relationships that go too far. Okay, but we're still talking about sex at that point. All right, but some people's emotional dysfunctions come out in their type of fetishes. Okay, but. So that's always existed. Sex has always been. Rape has existed for forever, okay? And again, like you said a moment ago, rape really isn't sex. Rape is anger and power, okay? It's really not the sex act, okay? That's why serial killers, they're not turned on by their victims. They're turned on by controlling them and then in many cases killing them after the act. So that's why a lot of serial killers will rape and then kill, because it's the power over another person's everything. First, you take away their sense of safety, and then you take their lives. Okay, it's a completely different mindset. But what we're talking about with this sex trafficking and these sex trafficking rings, okay, they have existed for millennia also. This isn't something new. This particular practice has been around for a very, very long time. A lot of the people that engage in this sex trafficking, and it has to do with adults also, but it's mostly the sex trafficking for children. And I think the reason why people are becoming shocked is because these stories have been leaking in bits and pieces for decades. And people have been saying, that's not true. This is the stuff of movies. It can't be happening. And they turn a blind eye, and they turn a blind eye, and they say, no, this isn't happening, you know. And now it's being shoved in their face. In the last year alone, there have been a couple of very large indictments against people that are very well known, that are in power positions, that are connected to people in power positions, like the Clintons, okay. There has been some connections with Hillary to some trafficking of children in a foreign country and things like that. And all these stories are starting to just pepper the airways. A lot of them don't get to mainstream news, but they're out there nonetheless. And a lot of them are on foreign news stations, and they're actually being censored from being shown in the United States. But if you go to some of these newspapers in other countries, these stories are all over there, and it's like, why isn't the United States doing anything about this? Why is Hillary still walking around, type of thing, you know? And that's why Trump attacked her. Everybody thought when he called her a nasty woman that he was talking about how she was debating with him, but he had already found out about that and didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. That's what he was talking about when he called her a nasty woman, because he had found out about this incident that she was involved in. But the problem is that a lot
the
of
the same
going
kind of
on,
incidents, by the way. But they're the same kind of incidents, by the way, that we hear rumors about with him right now with Epstein. He's involved with Epstein, and he did this and
yeah.
he did that. I don't want to just dwell on that. I want to talk about the fact that these things have always been a part of our life. And of course, media is a big reason why it's just plastered all over everything. You can't today with a 10-year-old is tricky. Watching the news today with a 10-year-old is tricky because to hear things or see things on the news, on the 5 o'clock news, that makes them look at the old grandmother and say, what are they talking about, Graham? What does that mean? And quite frankly, there are times when it's hard for me to explain what they mean to them. My point here is that it's been around forever, regardless of what shape or form, sex, bondage, everything that we know about today that we've given names to has been here forever. Social disease has been here forever. Now, everything is just more out there in the open for you to look at because of the news. And again, the news is up to the deliverer. Like I said in the beginning of the show, you would hear something and you would explain it your way. I would hear something and explain it my way, and already it's taken a different form depending on our input. My point here is that forever, things, one minute they're acceptable, everybody thinks, isn't that cool? What a classy thing to do. The Playboy, I mean, last night I'm sitting there looking at it, and
yeah,
I had just read an article about you, Hefner. And I thought to myself, I thought it was a bad thing when I was a kid. I was raised a Catholic. I thought, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
they're talking about that like that's okay. And I didn't really even understand
yeah.
it. But now
yeah.
it's like, now he's the elite. And this scumbag Epstein, who, you know, obviously was more covert, perhaps more sick. I don't know what's wrong with him. But I do know that now it seems to be everywhere. And the discussions about them are on the 6 o'clock news. And you don't see anything really be. My feelings were so hurt about Bill Cosby that there
uh-huh.
were times when I felt teary-eyed about Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Now I'd like to punch him right square in the jaw.
Yeah. Well, see, the whole thing is, I don't know about Hugh Hefner. I don't know if there were anything that went that was done inappropriately in his house. I had seen interviews by Playboy bunnies. This is going back a long time ago. This is at least a decade ago. But the few that they the few that they interviewed said that he had very strict rules in his house because of the nature of what they did. He didn't want to have inappropriate things happening. He didn't want to have women being forced. He was very respectful to them. He was very oversexed, and he, you know, at times he would approach them, but if they weren't interested, he'd leave them alone. And like some of the women were attracted to him because of his money and power. So it wasn't for his looks, but it was because he was very sexual, just in the way he treated women. But it was an atmosphere of safety and high sexual tension. She said you couldn't walk around his campus ground and just not feel it exuding. But he had a lot of guards there. He had a lot of security. And his thing was all about, look, this is what I want to do with my life, but I want there to be safety. The guy who was a producer of the Hustler magazine, there was a lot of stuff that hit the news about what you're talking about. So there was a lot of nonsense going on behind the scenes with the Hustler magazine, and because the evidently the producer of that wasn't like a Hugh Hefner. He was more like a pimp type of person, and you could tell by the tone of the magazine. But the point I'm making is that at no time did Hugh Hefner ever make films of children. He never did child pornography. And that's what we're talking about with the crux of
that you know of, Shelley. That you know of, that we know of. He didn't do any of that.
Okay, but the bottom line is let's just say that's a given. Let's just say Hugh Hefner never did sex trafficking with children. Let's just put that in the conversation as a for instance, okay? Sex trafficking of children and pornography with adults is two completely different animals. Pornography for adults. I think pornography can be harmful because I think people can get easily addicted to pornography, which changes how they approach the world. They concentrate too much on sex and sexual activities, and they let other. It's almost like being a gambling addict. It's the same thing. You become so addicted to that, to the hormones that it brings up in the body, and it's like a drug. Okay. So I think pornography can be very harmful to people in that way. But that set aside, pornography that's done by willing partners making these movies, and not all of them are willing, but many of them are, okay, is not, it's really two different animals. You keep saying it's all the same, and I couldn't agree more strongly about that. The pedophile rings that are internationally based, all right, which means they're all over the world. They're connected international, which means somebody here in the United States is connected to somebody in Switzerland or somebody in Germany or somebody in Australia, okay? And I've even seen some documentaries in the last year. I've seen two documentaries about child pedophile rings that were discovered, but the people were so wealthy they got away before law enforcement was able to catch them. I told you about the one guy with that place he had over, he had hundreds of boys go through his pedophile ring, and they were making snuff films. And the leader of the whole thing, they caught all of his cronies, but the top guy was a multimillionaire and got away. And they think he went to Switzerland and they could never find him. Okay, which means he's probably and he was doing snuff films, which is disgusting. Okay, it's even worse than just child pornography. Okay. But the thing that's so shocking about this and that hasn't hit the news, but a lot of the survivors talk about it, is that a lot of this is based on Satanism, on satanic rituals. So it's not just sex for the act of sex, it's sex for the act of power. They gain power when they torture young people, okay? And this is something that's being covered in certain news areas, but not on the major news. And they're all connected to each other. And this is what's so shocking. So that has been around forever. We're in the age of enlightenment now. We're in the age where things that have been hidden are now starting to surface. And think about what's happened in the last year. Some really, really tough subjects are starting to surface. It's not because people are getting fed up or anything like that. It's because it's not hidden anymore. We're in the information age. Sometimes we're in the information overload age or the misinformation age. But the bottom line is everything can get out on the internet now. And that's why the powers that be, or the powers that be at the moment, are trying to cloud the waters, because there's so much information coming out now about these pedophile rings, about the satanic push behind them. And again, whether you believe it or not, whether you believe in Satanism or not, the people that are behind these rings that are in great power and have billions of dollars of that access do believe it. So it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, they believe it, and that's why they're doing it, because they think it gives them more power.
Well, all of that is kind of a subject that isn't really I'm aware of all that as well, because I read everything that comes my way as well. And I also, like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it's up for everybody else's interpretation. So I have a tough time with a lot of stuff that comes my way, because a lot of it I purely cannot explain to myself so that it's believable. I do know that there are bad people and there are good people, and that's been a true fact forever, since the beginning of time. And I do believe there are healthy people and sick people. And the people that are doing some of the things that you've just mentioned, in my opinion, need help. they are not normal. That is not normal behavior to subject a baby, a 3-month-old, to any kind of sexual activity. And yet there are people doing those things. I know that. The thing that this came to me this weekend because I was watching something about Epstein, and then they're bringing in all these prominent names, the Clinton, that one, and pretty soon they're going to be claiming that, you know, the Queen of England was, you know, messing around with her baby brother. Who knows what they're going to say? Who knows what they're going to say? The point is that all of this kind of stuff has been forever, and now we have the media to give their interpretation of everything that they find. And we know interpretation is up for grabs. I'm sorry. Unless you see something with your own two eyes, and even then, you still interpret it, so the story will come out differently. The point I'm making is that Playboy Bunny Ranch, when I was growing up, was a cool thing. Not a deep, dark, horrible thing. A cool thing. And it was acceptable to every adult I knew. Every adult I knew thought the Playboy... I mean, if I'd have said to my dad, I want to be a Playboy Bunny, he'd say, over my dead body. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, there would have been... he would have been mortified. But the point I'm making is that led the way, Shelley. In my heart and in my eyes, that led the way. Saying this was okay, it's like I say to you... I'm going to start this new company, and I'm going to match children. I'm going to take it upon myself to match children with people that I think are appropriate to be their caregivers, right? In my heart, I think I'm doing something really, really good, that I'm really helping. And then somebody else sees it, and then they do it their way, and it's no longer about matching somebody. It's about who can afford full blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby girl or this beautiful toe-head baby boy. And I don't care. I don't care if they really want them. I just have started a business where I match them up. Now, that progresses, and what ends up happening? What are we seeing right in our own faces now? Somebody starts something, and it's fun, and everybody thinks it's very cool to be a part of, which is what everybody thought about Hugh Hefner's place back in the day. And now all of a sudden, all these dark things are coming out from it. And
what
he was doing
coming out from
seemed to be okay.
I haven't heard anything bad about Playboy in the news ever. I think it's still an active magazine. I don't think there's anything dark about Playboy.
Of course, I know. But somebody else picked up the idea of it and didn't do it.
No.
I'm trying to compare the difference.
They're totally different things.
No.
In the same basket.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm trying to show everybody the comparison between what started, and I still don't think it's appropriate for everybody, by the way. That's my own personal opinion, to dress half naked and walk around horny men. I don't think that's appropriate. I'm saying that if you start something like that and do it with some decorum and some taste, it's like a stripper. It's like Gypsy Rosalie. She was amazing. And walked out on stage and stripped. And then you've got the kids that are over here on Congress Ave. I've been in those places. And you walk in the ladies' room, and the strippers are sitting on the sinks doing lines of cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to show how you can start something that everybody almost is proud of, to an extent,
right?
You know, because it's done with decorum and class, and somebody's keeping an eye on everything so that it's all kept above board. And then that snowballs into what we have in front of us now.
But actually, it doesn't. That's the point I'm making.
What we see now.
You have to understand that modern day sex trafficking. This is why I'm not agreeing with you. Modern day sex trafficking goes back thousands of years. It's based on Satanism, and I know that's shocking to people. And that's what's not being talked about in the news yet, although it will eventually make it that way too. But remember that the media is fed stories. We do not have investigative reporters that go out and get these stories. These stories are provided to them by the elite that control our news, that control our food, that control our oil, gasoline, and all this. It's the same group. All right, they are completely in control of the news media. So that's why if you hear one story on one news station, you hear the same story on the other four or five, okay, because these stories are provided to them. They're not putting their own spin on it. They're putting the spin on it that they're told to put on it, and that's why they all are saying the same thing. That's why a lot of stories are incomplete, like the true story behind 9/11 still has not made it into the news media. The true story about a lot of things that we've seen happen have never made it into the news media, but the official narrative is repeated over and over and over again. So that's one thing. But the other thing is that you have to understand that what's happening right now with sex trafficking, especially sex trafficking of children, is based on satanic practices because the people in power believe it keeps them in power, and it has for a long time, okay? But when you look at all the old spiritual doctrines, now I'm not talking about religiousness right now. I don't care what religious aspirations you have. But when you look at all the old manuscripts, whether you're talking the Bible, whether you're talking the Quran, whether you're talking the Bhagavad Gita or the Upanishad, okay, they all talk about the fact that there was a pervasive evil that was going to have dominion over the earth for what's called an age, which is around a little over 2,000 years, okay? So think about when Jesus, we're in the year 2019, okay? And that after that, now we just went from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. This is all factual stuff I'm talking about, and this isn't my opinion, okay? This is everything that's already been written out there and predicted, okay? Or prophesized, I should say. So now that we've crossed over from Pisces into Aquarius, which happened in 2012, what's supposed to happen next is that everything that has been hidden, all the hidden evils, which this is one of them, these satanic practices for these sex, children, pedophile rings that have been around for thousands of years, are everything that has been hidden is going to rise to the surface to be healed and done away with. So that's why in the last year, this is constantly hitting the news waves. It's going to get to the point where the people that control the media are not going to be able to control the stories anymore. And a lot of the off-mainstream news channels are already putting out a lot of these explosive exposés, but they don't make it into the mainstream newspapers or news. And I watch a lot of these off-channel news people. And a lot of times they say this is going to happen, and sure enough, it happens. They predicted the Epstein arrest over 3 months ago. You didn't hear anything about it in regular news, but in off news, they knew this was coming down the pike. So it was no surprise to me when it finally happened. But the bottom line is that the practices that we're talking about are ancient practices. It's very organized. There are hundreds of thousands of people right now. Now, there's 7 billion people on the face of the planet, so don't panic when you hear hundreds of thousands, okay? But there are hundreds of thousands of people that are in wealthy, governmental, high business positions. They're all connected to each other that are in a satanic ring, okay? And when you look at all the things in all these ancient manuscripts, they talked about this happening right at the time that it's happening, that these evils would surface, okay? And that's exactly what's happening. So it's like we're following almost a divine order of this stuff coming to light and people taking the appropriate action. And one of the appropriate actions is to pray for forgiveness and love amongst you. You can't throw hate at these people because that's loosh. Hate is loosh. Anger is loosh. Panic is loosh. They feed off of that. So that's why Christ taught Forgive your enemies. Love your enemies. Jesus' whole purpose for coming here was to spread love and compassion. And even if you're not a Christian, got nothing to do with it, I'm just talking about his message, which is timeless, and it's interdenominational, okay? And every other manuscript has talked about the same thing, that the only way you can heal evil is by throwing love and compassion at it. And that's why there are so many light workers on the planet right now that are trying to assist humanity and uplifting them by doing prayer sessions and meditations and things like that. But this is not something that spun off of Playboy. This is something that predated Playboy and has been around for a very, very long time. It just has been hidden up until very recently.
Well, again, you know, I didn't really want to get into the all of these prophecies and all of, you know, I was just trying to show everybody the way things get manifested, the way things turn out to be something that we really were not looking for, but when somebody picks up someone else's energy and says, you know, this is a great idea. The vegan world, there's another, you know, there's another side of that story. And now we have the man that I can never remember his name, Beyond Organic, and he started changing things. And then the people that did the blood tests and everything, just by starting one thing, everything snowballs, and sometimes they snowball into wonderful things and improvements, and everything is better. And other times, they don't. Other times they go downhill. Somebody sees an opportunity to make something darker. Sometimes somebody sees something and makes it lighter. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is because everybody, I mean, I've talked to several people this weekend and they find it disgusting. And they're talking bad about almost all of our leaders, from the president to the Clintons to Obama to, I mean, I hear all these stories, things are posted on Facebook and everything. I just thought it was time that we realized that everything starts someplace. And for whatever the reason, other people put their own spin on it. Like I said, the game, everybody called it something different, but when you whispered something in the person's ear next to you, and by the time they got to the end of the circle, it was an entirely different story. And that's kind of how I feel about what's going on in the news media. I have been misquoted by the news media on several occasions in my lifetime, several occasions. And somebody could make something totally different out of what I said. Hands down, right. Different than what I said. So my point here is that the reason I brought up the Playboy bunnies is because everybody loved it. It was a big deal to be included. Presidents went to see Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner was on Laugh-In. Hugh Hefner was on the Smothers Brothers show. Everything about him was entertaining, funny. Nobody called him a pervert that I remember. I still don't hear him called a pervert. Now, you mentioned that you hadn't heard anything bad. I'm not saying that I've ever heard that. That's my point. And yet he was doing something that was different from everybody else, and it was exploitive, no matter how you want to look at it. And people made their own choices. I don't think he kidnapped girls and brought them in there. He didn't do anything like that. And you had rigorous training, as I recall reading an article one time. My point is that everything gets out of hand. You give somebody, you know, your arm and a hand, I guess is how the saying goes, and they want your arm. And that's kind of how this is snowballed. I no longer know what is true on the media. I really do not. I don't know what is true. I read the story about Jeffrey Epstein. Now, in my heart, I want to dislike him because he's got all this money, and instead of doing something good with it, he's doing what he's doing. I don't like that. But do I know for sure that that's all true? No, I don't, because I didn't see it with my own eyes. But I do know that right now my thoughts about him are not nice. And the same with many other things that we see. I just thought it was important to let everybody know that this kind of stuff has been in our midst forever. In our midst forever. Prostitution, murder, pedophilia, rape, all of this stuff. Go back to Jack the Ripper, who was killing prostitutes. Go back to, remember the story of Sybil? You and I have talked about that movie before on the show. Sybil. Mm-hmm. And that was going on. The dad knew what was being done to the little girl. Everybody kind of knew, but nobody said anything. My point is that part of our world has always been here. It has always been here. And now all of a sudden, because of media, it's out there for everybody to see. But the problem is now it's got too many opinions, and it's hard to decipher what's true. It's hard to – I don't want to believe that the Clintons are like that. But do I think it's possible? Of course I do. I don't want to believe that people that I've revered have done these horrible things. But do I think that it's possible? Of course I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, based on everything and this happened to me actually a couple of years ago, which is why I'm shocked that I didn't pick up on it before the election between Trump and Hillary. I think I voted for Hillary more as a knee-jerk reaction against Trump. And I still don't like a lot of his practices. I still don't like his unprofessionalism and his unpresidently behavior and his constant tweeting and stuff like that. I mean, some that still irks me. But the only thing good about Trump, and there's more to the Epstein story with Trump than is being put in the news, by the way. But at any rate, the only positive side of Trump is that he is trying to do away with a lot of the evils as far as like chemtrails. I don't know if anybody's noticed. There's like no chemtrails in the sky anymore. He's doing something about that. I haven't seen any chemtrails over the Florida skies now in about a month. And there was a news, like I said, on this off news channel that I watch regularly. They talked about the fact that the chemtrail planes are being downed now. And he is trying to prevent them from spraying anymore because they're not being sprayed for what we were told for. So these type of things, I don't like his oil policies. He still wants to drill everywhere. So obviously I'm still not a Trump fan, but he's not a pedophile. He's not part of these satanic rings. He's actually aware of them and trying to fight against them. That's why the Epstein connection is, I think there's a bigger picture there why he's being connected to Epstein. But at any rate, the bottom line is that there's a lot of stuff going on. This has been going on for longer than the Playboy bunnies have ever been around. Hugh Hefner came around because if you remember when Playboy magazine came out, people were almost Victorian in their attitudes towards sex. It was right after the sexual revolution with the hippie era came out and, you know, free love and all that. And it was just in response of people literally going from one extreme to another. You remember the attitudes of people. You couldn't even talk about certain things in mixed company, you know, back in like the early 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. I mean, that was taboo. You just didn't talk about it. And we literally went from one extreme to the other by the 1970s. When we got into that whole free love thing, so we went through a culture change, and I believe the whole Hugh Hefner thing was in response to the culture change that happened to us in our attitudes. But that had nothing to do with sex trafficking. It had nothing to do with evil. It had nothing to do with controlling other people or rape. That has been around for thousands of years, and it's something that's finally coming to light. And like I said, whether you believe in spiritual prophecies or not, I know you don't want to go there. But again, I'm not talking from a religious standpoint. I'm talking about a prophetic. Everybody believes in God, or most people believe in God. Most people believe in, you know, in energy now. A lot of people get how energy affects us, you know, even people that shock you. A truck driver I was talking to the other day, and he said something about energy, and I was like, oh my God, I'm looking at this guy of like, he looked like so unconnected, and yet he was talking about how he feels energy sometimes when he's standing around people. I just thought it was funny because it's becoming a common acceptable thing that we are affected by energy, and this energy has been around for a long time.
Well, you know, yeah, I agree with all of that. But like I said, I fear that a lot of things that we take as verbatim are not. I no longer, I pretty much have always been the kind of person who has to hold off on a judgment until I see it with my own eyes, and that hasn't changed. As a matter of fact, it's probably worse now than it was when I was younger. When I was younger, I was hoping people were telling me the truth. Now I understand that their truth doesn't necessarily have to be my truth, but I do find it to be upsetting that we're given news that isn't always true. We're given news that, I mean, you just said, you know, some people take it for granted. Somebody tells them something and they repeat it. And that's dangerous.
Yep.
It's a dangerous way to live your life, because unless you've seen it and you know it for a fact in your heart, and that doesn't mean your fact is going to match mine either, by the way. But if you feel in your heart that you're saying something that you know to be true, that's one thing. But to repeat something somebody else gives you as a fact is a mistake in today's world. It's just a mistake. So I would say to you, if you are struggling with anything like that, and that if you feel like you're worried about something because somebody told you this is what's going on, find out. Find out for yourself if that's really what's going on, and pay attention to what's going on around you. And more than anything, there's a group of men that are retired Navy SEALs, and they have started a organization called Child Saved, Not Sold. And I've read about it twice now. I'm going to research a little bit. I think it's an awesome deal, but I don't really know what that means when they say a child saved, not sold. If that means they find them a forever home, and how much background check is done in that forever home. I mean, because now we know that things are not always what they seem. But I think the idea, there's a picture of them, and it's awesome. I mean, it makes your, you know, it kind of warms your heart to see these tough, rough-looking older men saying, you know, we don't want this to happen anymore, so they're doing something. However, am I going to send somebody to them until I know what the hell they're talking about? No, I'm not. But if anybody had any information about them and would like to share it on the show, or would just like to Facebook it to me and I will share it on the show, I would love to hear about it. But I'm going to try to do some more research on that this week and find out exactly what they are doing, what that means, because those words are beautiful.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know,
well, you know,
what the follow through is.
We had a insurance person come out here to talk to Nina and I the other day, and she was talking about this insurance company provides what are called kid profile packets. And what you do is you fill it out, and they give it to you for free. So, you know, so Nina's got the 5 grandkids, so she gave her packet for each one of the grandkids. And the purpose of it is that if a child gets abducted, you have fingerprints on them. You have, you know, you have all kinds of information on them that you can get out to an Amber Alert to let people know as quickly as possible with a picture and everything else. So, and she said that Florida is the third in the country for child abductions. And she said, I forgot the percentage she said. I know that it shocked me. It was a number like 30% or 40%, because it wasn't more than half, but it was close to it. End in death. When they find the child has been murdered. And she said this is happening more often The children are either not found or they are found murdered. Very few are being recovered and saved and given back to their homes. And this, to me, shows organization. That means these children are being abducted and taken somewhere for what I've been talking about, for these rituals that they go through and these snuff films they're making. And, you know, and why is that? Why is there, and why can't these people be caught? When you start looking deeper, like the one, the documentary that I watched, it turned out that part of law enforcement was involved with this millionaire child pornographer, the one who was making the snuff films. And that's why he was never caught before then, because he was being protected by a couple of the people in law enforcement. So when you're talking about these rings, they have people literally in every part of our world, in law enforcement, in big business, in banking, in government, to protect them, and then they protect each other. So that's why it's so important that these, even if the stories are getting out there half-assed, it's good that the stories are getting out there, because it's starting to wake people up that this is happening, because for 99% of the population, this is unacceptable. Understand, this is being done by maybe 1 or 2% of the population out of 7 billion people. So we're not talking about the majority of people are evil. We're talking about a very small percentage of the population, but it's the percentage of the population that has most of the money and most of the power, and it's time for them to be upended and for the money and power to start trickling down to the masses. And that's another thing that was prophesied in all of the manuscripts, is that during this shift of the ages from Pisces to Aquarius, that the meek would inherit the world. And we're not talking meek like scared. We're talking meek as in respectable, loving, and kind. That's what the word meek actually meant way back then. We have a different thing on it now. But this is the time that those power structures are supposed to be upended and discovered, and it's going to take a long time, but you're going to be shocked at some of the other names that are going to be hitting the news in the near future. So even though the stories aren't complete yet, at least they're making it out into the main airways.
Well, fingerprints have been around for a long time. Almost all my grandchildren got fingerprinted in school for just such an episode. And I always thought that was an awesome thing to do. They started doing fingerprints on I want to say the first one to come home and tell me that they wanted to fingerprint him was Austin. And Austin is going to be 22 the end of this month. So it's been a while that they've been doing fingerprints, and I think that's a good thing. But again, a lot of this is common sense. A lot of this is keeping an eye on your family and your children. And I know it isn't easy, having raised many of my own and quite a few of others. It's not an easy thing, but paying attention to what's going on, and you should only believe what you see with your own eyes, and you should only trust the people who have earned your trust, regardless of who it is, whether it's the President of the United States or the next door or the lady or the teacher at the elementary school. And yes, homeless kids and abducted kids in Florida is rampant. A lot of families come here and leave their kids here, by the way. So it's a big story. It's a big mess, and it's very, very sad. But I do want everybody to start investigating themselves. You don't believe. And I'm sorry to say that I don't agree with Trump about much, but when he talks about the media, I wouldn't refer to it as fake news. The news is real. The interpretation is not. And I think you do have to be careful with what you believe and what you think is a true story. So we'll be back Wednesday with Monica, and we're going to I can't remember what I wrote in my pad to talk about, but we'll be back on Wednesday. So God bless everybody. Thanks, Shell, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Love you, and God bless everyone.